From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, less than 2 weeks after being shot in the head outside a Tucson grocery store where she was speaking, is now in Houston. Giffords was flown by jet and then taken by helicopter to a hospital where she was checked out. Giffords will next be treated at a rehabilitation facility. Dr. Don Kim is chief of neurosurgery at University of Texas Health and says Giffords continues to show positive signs.
She came into the ICU and she was alert, awake, calm. She looked comfortable. I think we were already feeling some interaction, which is important.
Giffords is the last of the more than a dozen people hospitalized following the January 8th shooting. Six people died. The alleged gunman, Jared Loeffner, is in custody. The chairman of an influential Senate subcommittee is investigating why the Defense Department won't pay for veterans with traumatic brain injuries to get an intensive form of rehabilitation. Senator Claire McCaskill says she's launching the investigation because of troubling questions raised by NPR and ProPublica. NPR's Daniel Zwerdling reports.
When civilians get a brain injury, doctors often prescribe what's called cognitive rehabilitation. It's designed to retrain patients' brains, in effect, to think. But the Pentagon's insurance system, called TRICARE, refuses to pay for veterans who come home from the wars with brain injuries to get the same treatment. Officials at the Defense Department say here's why. A Pentagon contractor studied cognitive rehab and concluded there's not enough evidence it works. But Senator Claire McCaskill, a Democrat from Missouri, says that reports by NPR and ProPublica suggest that the contractor's study was deeply flawed. They also suggest that Pentagon officials are worried that cognitive rehab for vets could cost hundreds of millions of dollars. Now McCaskill is asking the Secretary of Defense to turn over confidential documents. They could shed light on what's going on behind the scenes. Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News.
In a message which has yet to be authenticated, Osama bin Laden says the fate of seven French hostages being held in the Sahara and Afghanistan is tied to whether French troops remain in Afghanistan. Anita Elash reports bin Laden made the statement in a new audio tape released today.
Bin Laden says in the tape that France must pull its troops from Afghanistan in return for the hostages' freedom. French President Nicolas Sarkozy has already refused to negotiate with al-Qaeda over the hostages. Bin Laden says that's because Sarkozy is a hireling to America and that any further refusal would mean serious consequences both inside and outside France. He mocked the French economy, saying it's in such a poor state that France cannot afford to fight his organization on a new front. For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.
Mixed earnings reports led to something of a mixed close on Wall Street. Strength in manufacturing gave blue chips a boost, but the tech sector fared less well. Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 49 points today. However, the Nasdaq lost 14 points. You're listening to NPR. Former Haitian leader Jean-Claude Duvalier says it was the devastation from the earthquake that struck his country more than a year ago, which brought him back home. The former dictator saying he wants to help with reconstruction in the aftermath of the quake, which left a large portion of the capital of Port-au-Prince destroyed. Duvalier made his comments at a rented home where he has been staying. Deposed nearly 25 years ago following an uprising in Haiti, Duvalier did not say how long he plans to remain in the country. Public wake for Peace Corps founder and humanitarian Sergeant Shriver took place today in Washington. Matt Laszlo of member station WAMU talked to his friends and admirers in a line that stretched outside a church.
Shriver touched millions of lives worldwide in his 95 years. Many of the attendees never knew him personally, but came out because they served around the world in the Peace Corps. Ken Hill served in Turkey in 1965, before he later became the organization's chief of staff a decade ago.
Sergeant Shriver was an inspiration to me. For 45 years. And so just came to say goodbye.
House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer and George McGovern, who tapped Shriver to be his running mate in the 1972 presidential campaign, are delivering remarks in honor of Shriver at the wake. His body will be laid to rest next to his wife Eunice in Massachusetts. For NPR News, I'm Matt Laszlo.
Shareholders of Osiris International have agreed to be acquired by larger rival Caterpillar in a deal valued at $7.6 billion. The deal announced last year and approved by a majority of Osiris shareholders values the company at around $92 a share, a more than 30% premium over the closing stock price at the time the deal was announced. Caterpillar is the world's largest construction and mining equipment maker. Osiris makes surface mining equipment. The deal still has to be approved by federal regulators. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.